This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The budget session of Parliament has begun with President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses. We now take you live to listen to the President's address.
योजना के अंतर्गत 70 वर्षों और उससे अधिक उम्र के 6 करोड़ वरिष्ठ नागरिकों को स्वास्थ्य बीमा देने का फैसला हुआ है। इन्हें हर वर्ष 5 लाख रुपए का हेल्थ कवर मिलेगा। छोटे उद्यमियों के लिए मुद्रा ऋण की सीमा 10 लाख रुपए से बढ़कर 20 लाख रुपया कर दी गई। मेरी सरकार ने युवाओं की शिक्षा और उनके लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर तैयार करने पर विशेष फोकस किया है। मेधावी छात्रों को उच्च शिक्षा में वित्तीय सहायता देने के लिए पीएम विद्यालक्ष्मी योजना शुरू की गई है। 1 करोड़ युवाओं को शीर्ष 500 कंपनियों में इंटर्नशिप के अवसर भी दिए जाएंगे।
Following the President's address, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the economic survey during a brief session of both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The economic survey is a comprehensive review of the country's current economic state and future outlook. Finance Minister Sitharaman will present the Union Budget tomorrow. The first part of the budget session will be held till the 13th of February. Addressing media ahead of the start of the budget session of Parliament, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the people have given his government the responsibility for the third time to run the country, and this will be the first complete budget of this term.
मैं विश्वास से कह सकता हूं कि 2047 जब आजादी के 100 साल होंगे विकसित भारत का जो संकल्प देश ने लिया है ये बजट एक नया विश्वास पैदा करेगा नई ऊर्जा देगा कि देश जब आजादी के 100 साल मनाएगा तब विकसित होकर रहेगा 140 करोड़ देशवासी अपने सामूहिक प्रयास से इस संकल्प को परिपूर्ण करेंगे
The Prime Minister also appealed to all the members of Parliament to contribute to make the country a developed nation. The domestic benchmark indices opened on a positive note today as the nation gears up for the economic survey and the Union Budget 2025-26. Optimism was seen in the air as investors looked for potential catalysts in the upcoming budget. In early trade, the Sensex gained 184 points to open at 76,935 and the Nifty 50 rose 74 points to start at 23,323 points. As Delhi gears up for assembly elections set to take place on the 5th of next month, the national capital is abuzz with massive campaign slogans, door-to-door canvassing and promises of change from all major political parties. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Dwarka this afternoon. Meanwhile, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, while addressing the media last evening, accused the Congress party of working with the BJP to ensure his party's defeat in the assembly polls. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed during a foiled infiltration bid from across the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir's Poonch district last night. Our Jammu correspondent reports that alert army troops picked up the movement of a group of heavily armed terrorists trying to sneak into this side from across the LOC, leading to a gunfight between the two sides, during which two terrorists were killed in the exchange of firing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the tragic mid-air collision in the US between an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C., claiming lives of 67 people. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his solidarity with the people of the United States. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump, while addressing a press briefing last night, said his administration will find out how the disaster occurred and ensured nothing like this will ever happen again. In the Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India will take on England in the semi-final match at the Biomass Oval in Kuala Lumpur this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 12 noon IST. Nikki Prasad-led Indian side has been dominant in all the departments, with batters and bowlers contributing equally. And that is the end of this news bulletin.